for Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Chad Greenway is presented by Dick's Last Resort Restaurant and Bar, located on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Fun for all and all in fun. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Well, here we are once again at Vikings Country, Dick's Last Resort, fourth floor, Mall of America. Look at all these Vikings fans sitting out here in the crowd.
What a great crowd tonight.
Replacing awesome. The Helga horns with the ridiculous hats. Bubbles is here, so that's always good.
We're very excited. I'm with about Bubbles. That. Ridiculous. The hats are always great.
It was dicey. Oh, there's another Bubbles. Look at that. Oh, I love that. It was dicey for you getting in today.
It was tough today, yeah. I 45-minute trip.
Nice.
Like 15 miles, something like 45 minutes. It was always great.
Just disregard all the texts that I sent you, by the way.
I hate traffic. It's so ridiculous.
I was supportive the whole time.
I was I literally walked in a minute and a half ago. Timed perfectly. I would see Mus as little as possible. That was the goal.
I appreciate that. Thank you very, very much.
You look good today.
What do you mean?
The shirt looks nice. I just think everything looks good today. You really got a good glow.
Notice the difference when...
Are you a... What? Oh, yeah, the big award winner. That's right.
Yeah.
Different glow about you.
Yeah, I do.
Right?
The three people that...
Yeah, one. Actually, two people.
Thanks for cutting it down. I appreciate that. Hey, so now we just got the announcement. You guys are going to be playing in London against the Steelers next year.
Yes. How cool is that? I mean, that's going to be incredible. I think of all the teams to play, too, I think the Steelers will be a great team because they're going to have a ton of fans, you know, I think over there just because Steelers fans are everywhere.
They travel well, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be fun because it'll be, you know, our Vikings fans are everywhere as well. You go to Arizona, it's like all Vikings fans.
Well,
so
yeah.
we'll travel well, too. I think it'll be a fun place to play. It'll be a pretty cool experience.
So now, have you ever been? London?
I have not, but the Greenway family name is not far from London. Is where
really?
It originated. So I got a lot of English, a lot of heavy English, and I have a great aunt that still lives in London. So that'd be cool.
Oh, very, very cool. Well, then congratulations. They also came out with a couple of renditions of the new stadium. Have you seen those yet?
I have not.
Okay, seriously?
Well, I don't look because I know it's not going to look like that.
I hope not.
You described it this morning on radio.
It came in second place at Cake Wars or something like that. It's ridiculous.
Thing.
That's the first one. It's almost like what they do with your wife's nightie on a cruise. You know, when you go out, you're like, you go do your thing. You come back, you're like, oh, isn't that adorable?
Oh, that's nice. Nice towel work.
And then the second one is nothing
oh,
but glass.
Oh, my goodness.
That whole thing is
Who's
going to
wash that thing?
Exactly. And you know
That's
what's going to happen. You have little girls. As soon as they get it clean, handprint right on the side.
Of course. Oh, of course. Absolutely. It'd be ridiculous. These look terrible.
In a hailstorm?
Well, I shouldn't say that, right? I mean, supposedly the renderings come from a Vikings fan that's
from Iowa, yeah.
From Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them.
Well, these are just the first ones. You know these aren't the...
A couple of good ideas.
Yeah.
We'll start there, and then we'll change everything.
Well, I just can't imagine that with the glass staying clean. That's just going to be absolutely ridiculous. Jared Allen was in studio this week.
Was he?
Yeah. And we were talking about his gala that's coming up here.
Ah, very cool.
November 9th.
Help promote it.
Very, very cool thing.
Great guy.
But
absolutely.
Here's the thing. We played 53 Shades of Purple. And
okay.
So what we did is we asked him, all right, we're just going to give you a name of one of your
Would have been
teammates.
Weird if you played Shades of Grey?
Just a little
That'd
bit.
That would have been awkward.
We said, we're going to give you a name of one of the teammates.
Sex swing.
And then all you got to do is just give us a one-word description
okay.
about that particular person
okay.
that has nothing to do with on-field or anything like that.
Okay.
I mentioned Chad Greenway.
Yes.
His very
I'm sure he had a few, but
initial response. He didn't even sit and think about it.
I bet I guess what it is.
What?
Meathead.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah?
Meathead. He said you're a tremendous meathead, but for all the good reasons.
Yeah.
And he was excited about that.
For all the good reasons.
I don't know what that means.
He didn't give you any, like, of those reasons?
Not one. Not a one. He says you're the biggest meathead on the team.
He can't believe the fact that I like football as much as I like it. Because he's kind of that guy. He's like, he's just super good.
Yeah.
He doesn't really like it that much. You know?
Right.
He loves football, but he's
right.
like... Ah,
yeah.
You know, whatever. But I'm really good at getting sacks and hitting quarterbacks. But like, you know, because I love it. I work out all the time. You know,
yeah.
It doesn't show. But yeah, so it's
well, to turn the tables.
That doesn't surprise me. He's a jerk.
Okay.
So so whatever.
I was just going to say, to turn the tables on him, if you could just have one
word.
Well,
now that I know mine, idiot, describes Jared. Jared, one word to describe Jared.
Yeah.
Allen, man.
That's not about his play, one. Just about
just
the
him
person.
In general.
Yeah.
I don't know. Idiot. That's how I guess.
Okay, I was going to say, we only have so much show.
Yeah, yeah.
And the worst part
we
is...
We got 30 minutes here.
Look at this. Okay, this is how stupid I am, because when he said meathead, I almost jumped all over him like, ah, that's two words.
Yeah. No, that's not, actually.
Nah, I Googled it. Yeah. Meatloaf
it's
also
like
is one word. Yeah. Meatball, yes, exactly. Those are all...
I'm all those things. All those words can be used to describe me.
I know we go one game at a time.
So have you ever ordered meatloaf at a restaurant?
Never. No.
I did one time and just caught... absolute hell for it.
Really?
My teammates. Yeah. Again, the meathead thing comes back.
Well, why? What's about
meatloaf?
Say,
is that something you don't order at a restaurant?
You can order anything you want at a restaurant.
I disagreed with him strongly, and I order meatloaf whenever it's on the menu and it sounds good.
And now you do it just to spite them?
Oh, yeah.
Regardless?
Especially if it's breadcrumbs, too. In there. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I don't
ketchup.
Trust the meatloaf where they just throw ketchup on top of it and that's it.
No. You have to have something else with it.
Because now you're half-assing my meatloaf.
When you throw some cheese in there, too, then it's over.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, good absolutely
night.
Done.
Good
and
night.
Don't go nuts with the onions. Dice them
no,
up, please.
No, dice them. Nothing,
yeah.
Nothing too big.
Yeah, I don't
totally
want
agree.
Anything that has lumps in it, I just don't trust.
Yeah, it's meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who doesn't like meatloaf?
Meatloaf rocks. It's one game at a time in the NFL, so we don't look too far ahead.
It
but
is.
Beyonce is going to be singing at the halftime.
Yeah, I really hope we make it to the Super Bowl for no other reason besides Beyonce.
I heard
that.
That is super cool because it'll be like the first year in like how many years that we don't have the stench of Ben Gay up on stage. They've gotten like the oldest people.
It's been ever since the Justin Timberlake incident, Janet Jackson incident. It's
right.
Been like, let's just go old. Nothing bad will happen. Besides dentures falling out.
Do you think that they actually went old?
The heavy use of Ben Gay.
So just
one.
In case there was a wardrobe malfunction, that it'd be so wrinkled that no one would be able to identify what body part that was?
Raisin?
What is that?
Prune?
Is that a nipple? I can't tell what that is. I have no idea what that is.
Actually, that has to be the reason.
It has to be, yeah. This is Vikings Country. We do it every Wednesday here, 6:30, Mall of America, Dick's Last Resort. My guest this week, of course, Chad Greenway. We got to talk about it. RG3. This guy is a pretty unbelievable athlete.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Next question.
Okay.
No.
You know what, though?
He is good.
I'll give you guys this, though. And he
plays football well.
This year especially, and we've seen it. Week in and week out, there is absolutely no quit in this team. We're at 4-2, and we fall behind, and in the fourth quarter, we're coming back. And in the second half, we're coming back in games. We can't really say that so much about maybe even last year.
Yeah, agreed. I think that it's been so positive from those when we put those three wins together after that Colts loss. It was you sort of get that attitude of like, you know we can beat anybody now. We have it stamped out of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important to get that out there. That way we know where we have to play if we want to be really good. And you know, we didn't play that way last weekend, but again, you have a chance to win at the end of the game if you don't get the long run. Unfortunately, you know, he makes a play. He's a great player. They had a good scheme against us, you know, but we at this point, move on. Put it away.
Yeah.
Move on this week. We have a home game. We have to win. People got to show up and get loud.
Absolutely.
And then 5 days later, we'll do it again at home. And these are two huge, huge games for our season.
Have you ever Googled yourself?
Yes.
You have?
I have.
Yeah? Yeah? Or
should I admit that?
Why not?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, at least you probably have cool stuff on your Google. When I Googled Mus, all I got was a definition for, like, messed up hair, which is really crap because I can't grow it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
BS.
Yeah. It's complete crap. And
yeah,
then,
I have done that. Not yeah, it's awkward.
Yeah,
weird.
Well, for us,
you know, professional athletes, like how much you make pops up. That's always like uncomfortable.
Oh
it's
yeah,
it's like the first thing. It's like, well, that's weird.
Yeah,
yeah.
Do you have a big head of yourself? Do they send you those?
A big head.
Yeah, you haven't heard of those big heads? Those great big.
Like a fat head.
Fat head. There we go. Fat head.
Big head. Whoa. Get with the times.
I gotta Google that.
I do not have a fat head of myself.
No.
No. That would be uncomfortable. Yeah.
Maybe in the garage.
Oh, there I am.
Hey, look at me. Look at me.
My beer-drinking chair sitting right there. Like, I can just look at myself. Wow. My hair looked nice in that picture.
All the chairs in the den face just the fat head, except for yours.
The TV's behind you.
Well, 75% of people say that they've actually Googled themselves. The funny thing is,
I bet it's higher than that.
Out of all those,
other people don't have internet, but yeah.
48% turned very, very bad. Like they Googled themselves and are like, oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That picture's on the internet.
How on earth did they have another
you
guy?
You go to images and you're like, oh, no.
Another guy by the name of Musk who happens to be a stripper. What are the chances? What are the chances of
and
it
you
all?
You accidentally email to your grandma.
Hey, good seats are still available for all Vikings home games, including
that can't
Sunday,
be possible.
October 21st.
We're not sold out in all these?
No, not just yet.
We got to get people out there and start buying these tickets.
You got tickets that are available for the Cardinals game coming up here at noon, Mall of America Field.
We'll sell that one out.
Also against Tampa Bay on a Thursday.
Nobody works on Friday.
No.
It's casual Friday. You can be hungover. Come
Nobody
drink some beer.
Are you still in college? Nobody has a class on Fridays except for like the smart math kids.
Yeah. Morons.
Well, congratulations on your big career later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, big deal.
All you
communication
do is
classes don't happen on Friday. They know everybody goes out.
They would not offer beers up for just like nickels at bars.
The only reason to have class on Friday is to have FAC.
What is FAC?
Friday after class. Go to the bar.
Oh, there you go.
University of Iowa, baby. We have it all.
Go to Vikings.com/tickets, or you can call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000. Another segment is coming up here live at Dick's Last Resort. Again, remember, you can catch this on Sundays at 11 o'clock on FSN.
They put us on TV.
We look good.
Unbelievable.
It's not so bad.
It really, I've never seen it.
They do really long angles
parents,
on me.
My parents watch it, so.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah. Shouldn't swear as much as I did.
Sorry about that whole stripper comment there.
Yeah. No, my parents are cool.
That was Chad. He told me to say it. We got another segment coming up on the way, including the scouting report and why guys actually grab themselves. There's been research.
Baseball players do it a lot.
I know. What's up with that?
They're bored.
They're bored. It's only a slow game.
Yeah, it is.
All right. This is Vikings Country, Dick's Last Resort. Another segment coming up on the way right here on 100.3 FM. The Fan. Dick's Last Resort. Here we are once again, Vikings Country. It's okay to have a little fun at Dick's Last Resort.
They're excited tonight.
They got the hats rolling. We got one over here, apparently. She'll flash for tickets. We'll see how that works out later on.
Is there any more tickets around here? Does anybody have any tickets available that we could see if this would actually happen?
We'll put it this way. If we run out of topics, lady, you're on.
Yeah.
Yep. And it'll be on FSN, and we'll blur it with little Viking logos. It'll be fine. It'll be cool.
Two Viking logos.
Yeah, yeah. We brought the pasties just in case. We always make sure we have the pasties with us here.
Stuff gets crazy.
It does. I'm still a little groggy from last night. I played the debates drinking game.
Okay.
You've never done that?
I've never. I try not to watch the debates. I just figure that both people are lying.
Well, yeah.
It's like who lies the least. It's like just makes me uncomfortable. I can't handle it.
I know, but you get the drinking game going. So you pick one, either go Mitt Romney or you go Obama.
Okay.
And that, even if you're not going to vote for them, that's who you pick.
Okay.
And then every time you hear like Obama say, let me be clear.
Okay.
Drink, you know.
So it's like a set of words or phrases ahead
loopholes.
Of the game.
If he says loopholes, boom, you drink.
Done.
Lydia. Social would be middle class. Anybody says middle class, everybody
social.
Drinks.
That's a big one. That's
unemployment.
You played.
Yeah.
Game. Did you really play the game?
I was Mitt Romney last night. Obamacare killed me. Then Big Bird was actually, we had a shotgun of beer. Oh, and he hit that one. It was just done. I'm surprised I even woke up this morning, to be completely honest with you. It's the only way to
drinking beer feels like drinking water, though.
It is.
In a lot of ways.
If I ever drown, that's the way to go.
Well, we never talked about this. Did you have fun at the event?
Which
the celebrity
event?
Server event.
I did. I had an absolute blast.
Good time. I appreciate you coming. That was awesome.
That was a great time, except for when Ponder told me I was fat. I'm still upset.
Only
about
in
that.
The face.
You go, well, still. Yeah, you got to pick one spot. That's not what I was hoping for by any means. Hey, this week's Scouting Report is brought to you by Sports Authority. All things sporting good. This is where we really crush into some real hardcore football. Larry Fitzgerald. This guy is so good, that they put highlights of him catching balls out of bounds on television.
Yeah, he is has been, since he walked into this league, one of the premier receivers. Still there. He's awesome. Great guy, too.
And he's got just phenomenal hands.
Yeah, he catches everything.
It's insane.
A lot of colds.
Now, speaking of good grip, researchers have recently discovered why guys grab themselves.
Okay.
We studied this. I was not a part of it by any means, but I would have done it. The truth is, apparently it turns out, that it gives a guy a sense of safety and security. So when your guy's sitting
there... Make sure your balls are still there.
Guys, well, it's not a lost and found. It shouldn't be. But when a guy's sitting there...
Oh, there they are. I'm fine.
One, two, three. Good.
Wow. All right. Yeah.
So, but when a guy's sitting on the couch watching the game...
Wait, what were you counting?
When the guy's watching the game, he's got his hands in his pants. It's really just because he's trying to retreat to the warmth and security of when he was a little boy.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess. I don't really know what to think about that study. A, the person that actually thought about doing the study. Second of all, it's like, who cares at this point? But I guess everybody's got to know.
Well, the irony is that my wife's always yelling at me for doing that. But it's like, you're making
me
nervous.
This is my safe place.
And this is my safe place.
This is my safe place. I'll buy that. Yeah. I'm nervous. I'm going to... Romney and Obama both.
That's it. I'm renaming
on stage.
Safe place. Speaking of scientists, because, you know, we like to dive into science here, especially during the scouting report.
Yeah.
Scientists.
Oh, yeah, we're doing the scouting report.
Yeah. Scientists out of New Zealand found that dinosaurs cannot be recreated like on Jurassic Park. They actually looked into this, right? In New Zealand, they found, like, pristine DNA.
That could have... So you could, like, have... who was the sheep that got reincarnated?
Dolly.
Yeah. There you go. Cloned. That's what I'm thinking of. How do you clone something that doesn't exist?
Well, that's the thing is that... It only goes back to 1.5 million years. That's when, it's unreadable after that for DNA. And dinosaurs are around 65 million years ago.
How do they determine that's all of a sudden 1.5 million years ago is too long?
I guess that's the date on the egg carton that says it's not going to work anymore.
Old.
It's dicey at that point. Good luck to you in the milk.
Just
I don't know.
The things people, we spend money on to study.
Well, the thing is...
Who would want to bring dinosaurs back?
That's what I'm saying. There is so
many... There's an old T-Rex in the zoo. We just ate everybody.
Right.
Great.
Although that would be a pretty sweet mount in the den, wouldn't it? I mean, let's be honest.
It's a giant house.
Right. Well, I mean, the money you're making.
Maybe, let's bring dinosaurs back. And no, that would be a terrible idea.
I Googled you. I know you can afford it.
Oh, terrible.
Hey, seriously, the Cardinals, they've given up 28 sacks so far this year. Kevin Cobb's out because his ribs are completely separated from his body at this point.
And I have heard that.
So, yeah, Skelton, he's going to be in there.
He's good.
He's good. He's
8-4 as a starter.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. But, I mean, you got this game coming up here. It's a home game. 4-2. They're 4-2. And it seems like they're going a different route than the way the Vikings are going, as we're still kind of growing.
Well, we hope so. Obviously, coming on the road is obviously a place we need to win at home. So we want to put them in tough spots on the road. We have to a fast start. We played them last year. We want to do the same thing. It was 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. So... If we can go off to a fast start, that'd be huge. But they have some weapons. Skelton's a good player, so it'll be tough.
With 28 sacks so far, you're kind of hoping, okay, because both tackles are kind of on the weaker side. You got one guy as a rookie, another guy that's not his position. So you're hoping that maybe Jared and Brian Robinson will have a chance.
Absolutely.
But you, 2 sacks, right? I want to make sure I get my stats right, because you get mad at when I don't.
2.
So you got your 2 sacks. And
try to double that up.
What I'm really upset about is so far with the 2 sacks, I have yet to see the kick.
I haven't high kicked. No, I haven't retired that. I just got to feel it.
Yeah.
Plus, I got to be stretched out well enough to do it. Can do some serious groin pulling, hamstring pulling.
How glad would the coaching staff be if you actually pulled a groin?
I wouldn't tell them. It would never happen because of that. Trust me. Come on. It's not my first jam here.
No.
It would be because I got hurt playing on the play or something.
Right.
Fake it.
Yeah, that one where the tackle for loss, I think that's where I felt
totally.
It. Right there.
Maybe I'll bring the kick back. The kick's kind of fun. I do it once in a while.
You know, the first time I saw it, I was like, what's he doing out there? And then it grew on me.
Then you look for it.
I did.
Yeah.
And now I rely on it.
I don't do it a lot because every time it gets to be too much. So now people are hungry for it.
Right.
They're hungry for it. I'm sure there's probably 6 or 7 people in the state of Minnesota that are hungry for that kick.
Starving for the kick.
6 or 7.
6 up to 7 maybe. How about this?
Including you.
Someone paid $10,000. And again, I Googled you. You can afford this.
Yeah.
Someone paid you $10,000.
My wife's expensive.
$10,000 someone paid for a 20-year-old gallon jug of McDonald's McJordan barbecue. Do you remember the McJordan?
No.
It was in the 90s.
Who remembers that? You're a McRib guy.
No, I wasn't. This is a hamburger.
I have no idea what it even is.
It was a burger, and they named it after Michael Jordan, the McJordan, and apparently it didn't go well, and now they have gallons of the barbecue sauce just hanging around. And
Where do they keep it?
One guy paid $10,000 for it.
Do you think he eats it?
I No, I think he's doing weird stuff with it. There's no way you pay $10,000 to eat that.
Yeah, he's single, guaranteed.
And what's the shelf life of barbecue sauce? I don't know what that is.
I have no idea. That is just, I mean, the things you actually hear about is just absolutely unbelievable.
Maybe the scientists that were doing the
dinosaur stuff. What is wrong with that guy?
Maybe they can get on the barbecue thing.
They got plenty of money to do it, I'm sure.
The McJordan, that would be good. I think we really
$11,000 for that sauce.
Yeah.
That's what I'll offer you.
$11,000. That's you're going to tell me he's
out
for it?
That guy.
Where do you keep it, too? I mean, do you, like, put it in, like, you know?
I think you make a display for it.
Yeah.
If you're that weird, if something's prominent on your table.
If you're that weird. But you have to be up to that point of weird.
Yeah, you got
to
be up there.
Yeah, don't shortchange your
weirdness. Hopefully there's nobody in this room.
Well, there's a good chance. That would be absolutely horrible.
With the hats on.
Chad Greenway with me here. This is Vikings Country. Of course, Minnesota Vikings are at 4-2. We got the Cardinals. Then we got Tampa Bay on that weird Thursday night
Thursday,
game.
Yeah, first time. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. I mean, the weird thing for us as players is, you know, Sunday to Thursday is a quick turnaround to play football, man. It's tough to get your body ready to go. I mean, to be like us playing tomorrow night, I don't know how I could physically do that, but I'll find out next week.
Right.
So it'll be fun.
How hard is it? I mean, week six, and it's already, I mean, when are you ever healthiest?
February. March. Well, if it's a non playoff year, February. If it's playoff years, we went to the NFC title game, it's like March.
Right.
Then you get a few months off and you're back at it. But it's tough. I mean, you after week one, you're never the same for a few months, and you just got to keep battling to get yourself healthy and ready to go. It's brutal. Everything just hurts all the time.
We found out yesterday morning when we were doing the 53 shades of purple with Jared Allen that apparently John Sullivan's hairy.
Yes, very.
This just in.
Very.
And I asked him, and he wouldn't confirm.
Shaved his beard, by the way.
Yes, I know.
Ugh, he's terrible.
Yeah, now it's just his face.
I mean, if you could grow a beard like that, you never shave it.
Well, the problem is that it goes everywhere. But does he get his own cold tub? Because who wants to go in after that? And especially
a strong point.
His own bar of soap.
It's a strong point. We had a great story coming from our facility. We had, you know, the cold tub and hot tub is sort of these, everybody's got to do it. So it's like, you know, wear some shorts, wear, you know, some spandex, something to
the
keep yourself
the old guys at
together.
Lifetime don't, so why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, I know. That's awkward. but, you know, the Robert Blanton, rookie safety.
Yes.
Gets in there today, shirt on, nice, nothing on the bottoms.
Oh, why the shirt
awkward.
On?
I don't know. Like, it was so uncomfortable. We got out of suit. I was done. My legs were cold. That was good.
If you got a pick, thanks for the
bottom. Put the pants on.
Hey, Dick's Last Resort is proud to host Vikings Country each Wednesday night. Next week, by the way, it's going to be on Friday night because, of course, we got the Thursday game. So
party.
Make sure you make plans for that. Oh, yeah. Big Beer Wednesday is going to turn into a Friday night.
Big Beer Friday night.
That's going to be a good time. And it's going to happen right here at Dick's Last Resort, fourth floor, Mall of America. I hope you guys all had a great time.
Make
Check
some noise.
Out on FSN on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. And you're hearing it right here on FM 100.3.
Awesome.
The Fan. Thanks, Jen.